Chapter 7. The four sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Tola were Uzai, Raphaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel. Each of them was the leader of an ancestral clan. At the time of King David, the total number of men available for military service from these families was 22,600. The son of Uzai was Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. These five became the leaders of clans. The total number of men available for military service among their descendants was 36,000, for all five of them had many wives and many sons. The total number of men available for military service from all the clans of the tribe of Issachar was 87,000. All of them were listed in the tribal genealogy. Three of Benjamin's sons were Bela, Beker, and Jediael. The sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzai, Uzio, Jeremoth, and Iri. These five warriors were the leaders of clans. The total number of men available for military service among their descendants was 22,034. All of them were listed in their family genealogy. The sons of Beker were Zemira, Johash, Eleazar, Elioenai, Amri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anatoth, and Alameth. According to their family genealogy, there were 20,200 men available for military service among their descendants, in addition to their clan leaders. The son of Jediel was Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. They were the leaders of the clans of Jediael, and their descendants included 17,200 men available for military service. The sons of were Shuppim and Huppim. Hushim was the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillim. They were all descendants of Jacob's wife Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh born to his Aramean concubine were Asriel and Maker. Maker was the father of Gilead. Maker found wives for Huppim and Shuppim. Maker's sister was named Maacah. One of his descendants was Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Maker's wife, Maacah, gave birth to a son whom she named Peresh. His brother's name was Sheresh. The sons of Peresh were Ulam and Rakam. The son of Ulam was Beden. All these were considered Gileadites, descendants of Maker, son of Manasseh. Maker's sister, Hamoleketh, gave birth to Ishad, Abiezer, and Melah. The sons of Shemaita were Ahayan, Shechem, Lekai, and Anayam. The descendants of Ephraim were Shuthelah, Birid, Tehath, Eliada, Tehath, Zabad, and Shuthelah. Ephraim's sons Ezer and Iliad were killed trying to steal livestock from the local farmers near Gath. Their father Ephraim mourned for them a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. Afterward, Ephraim slept with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. Ephraim named him Beriah because of the tragedy his family had suffered. Ephraim had a daughter named Sheera. She built the towns of Lower and Upper Beth-horon and Uzzen-Sheera. Ephraim's line of descent was Repha, Reshif, Tila, Tehan, Ladan, Omihud, Elishama, Nun, and Joshua. The descendants of Ephraim lived in the territory that included Bethel and its surrounding towns to the south, Naaran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its surrounding villages to the north as far as Aya and its towns. Along the border of Manasseh were the towns of Bashan, Taanach, Megiddo, Dor, and their surrounding villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. They had a sister named Sirah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel, the father of Berzaeth. The sons of Heber were Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham. They had a sister named Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pasach, Bimhal, and Asmath. The sons of Shomer were Ahi, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophah were Sua, Harnifer, Shuol, Berai, Imra, Bezer, Had, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beer. The sons of Jether were Jephunah, Pispa, and Era. The sons of Ulla were Era, Haniel, and Rizia. Each of these descendants of Asher was the head of an ancestral clan. They were all skilled warriors and prominent leaders. There were 26,000 men available for military service among the descendants listed in the tribal genealogy.